training at the beginning. Listen on that chord. We have a few of us that have a sharp note there, and all the instruments that have that sharp got to listen to each other, make the very most in-tone, in-tune sound you can. Good job, percussion. Yeah, great. This is a really steady percussion section. Yeah, you rock, basses. Good for you. Listen carefully. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba zone there in the trombone. But you do have your euphonium friends there to help out, and some tenor saxes. So listen carefully. Here's another place where you can think of the notes going there. So you got three notes, right? Ta, ta, ta. Where do you want it to go? Do you want to head to that third note? Do you want to put an accent on the first one, like one? Da, da, da. Or dee, da, da. Or dee, dee, dee. Think forward with the music so each note is really secure and strong, and that's going to help the intensity in your playing. Really great atmosphere created in this aleatoric moment here. We've got a chance to improvise. How softly could you start this? That would be really cool if it was almost the audience had to lean in and sort of go, what's going on here? You know, I think your concept is great and you're following your director with all these cues. But again, the big impact that you're going to achieve here with this could be even bigger if we started a little softer. Okay, so clarinets on our arrival point at the that high A, you have to make sure that your sound blends together with the flutes, who also have that same note. Good, yeah, nice concentration on the director here. Really good posture from the trumpets and a nice warm tone there. Yeah, very good. Super job on the snare drum. Much better saxophones in terms of holding back a little bit, not getting too loud. Good sounds from our basses. Yeah, that's it. Ball, ball. You know, really sing that out there. Get a good full breath. Yeah, excellent. Very good. Nice bow. Fantastic. I would just encourage you to wait another second, and just like I said in the first piece, you know how you have that cymbal ring? You know, make that a really big splash and just let it ring for seconds and seconds and seconds, and then stop, and then everybody stand up. That's a very small point. This is a terrific ensemble. A group of young musicians like this, you show great concentration. You really have worked on this music to play it not only together, but to play it with a kind of a nice sense of variety to it. Really explore a lot of the opportunities for phrasing, a lot of the contrasts in the dynamics. So it's just those moments where we let down our ears a little bit, where you need to listen a little bit. And I think one thing from a rehearsal standpoint that could help our low brass in the back there, you just try buzzing part of that piece on your mouthpiece, just a little bit, and then put it back on the instrument and see if it helps to focus your sound. Because sometimes I think, you know, we just get out a little bit in terms of where our ear is in terms of hearing the notes. Some good sounds in every section. Bravo to the flutes. I talked nicely about you, the clarinets, saxophones. I talked a little bit about the powerful sound you're creating, but there's a lot of you, so you need to work extra hard to control that sound sometimes. Good sounds from the trumpets, the low brass, the tubas, and euphonium trombones. Really good work. Percussion, bravo. Excellent band, and congratulations to you. Your music director has done a terrific job of preparing you for the festival, and you should be very proud of your accomplishments. Thank you.